This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Don Quixote, Volume 1 by Miguel de Cervantes Saavedra. Translated by John Ormsby. Part Number 1. Some Commendatory Verses. Urganda the Unknown. To the Book of Don Quixote of La Mancha. If to be welcomed by the good, O book thou make thy steady aim, no empty chatterer will dare to question or dispute thy claim. But if perchance thou hast a mind to win of idiots approbation, lost labor will be thy reward, though they'll pretend appreciation. They say a goodly shade he finds, who shelters neath a goodly tree, and such a one thy kindly star in beige or bath provided thee. A royal tree whose spreading boughs a show of princely fruit display, a tree that bears a noble duke, the Alexander of his day. Of a Manchegan gentleman thy purpose is to tell the story, relating how he lost his wits o'er idle tales of love and glory, of ladies, arms, and cavaliers, a new Orlando Furioso, enamorato rather, who won Dulcinea del Toboso. Put no vain emblems on thy shield, all figures that is bragging play. A modest dedication make, and give no scoffer room to say. What Alvaro de Luna here, or is it Hannibal again? Or does King Francis at Madrid once more of destiny complain? Since heaven it hath not pleased on thee deep erudition to bestow, or black Latino's gift of tongues, no Latin let thy pages show. Ape not philosophy or wit, lest one who cannot comprehend make a wry face at thee and ask, why offer flowers to me, my friend? Be not a meddler, no affair of thine the life thy neighbors led. Be prudent, oft the random jest recoils upon the jester's head. Thy constant labor let it be to earn thyself an honest name, for fooleries preserved in print are perpetuity of shame. A further counsel bear in mind, if that thy roof be made of glass, it shows small wit to pick up stones and pelt the people as they pass. Win the attention of the wise and give the thinker food for thought. Whoso indites frivolities will buy but simpletons be sought. Amadis of Gaul to Don Quixote of La Mancha. Sonnet. Thou that didst imitate that life of mine, when I in lonely sadness on the great rock pena pobre sat disconsolate, in self-imposed penance there to pine. Thou whose sole beverage was the bitter brine of thine own tears, and who withouten plate of silver, copper, tin in lowly state, off the bare earth and on earth's fruits didst dine, live thou of thine eternal glory sure. So long as on the round of the fourth sphere the bright Apollo shall his courses steer, in thy renown thou shalt remain secure, thy country's name in story shall endure, and thy sage author stand without a peer. Don Belliani of Greece to Don Quixote of La Mancha. Sonnet. In slashing, hewing, cleaving, word and deed, I was the foremost knight of chivalry, stout, bold, expert as e'er the world did see. Thousands from the oppressor's wrong I freed. Great were my feats, eternal fame their meed. In love I proved my truth and loyalty. The hugest giant was a dwarf for me. Ever to knighthood's laws gave I good heed. My mastery the fickle goddess owned. And even chance, submitting to control, grasped by the forelock, yielded to my will. Yet, though above yon horned moon enthroned, my fortune seems to sit, great Quixote still, envy of thy achievements fills my soul. The Lady of Oriana to Dulcinea del Toboso. Sonnet. O fairest Dulcinea, could it be? It were a pleasant fancy to suppose so. Could Miraflores change to El Toboso, and London's town to that which shelters thee? Oh, could mine but acquire that livery, of countless charms thy mind and body show so, or him, now famous grown, thou madest him grow so, thy knight in some dread combat could I see. Oh, could I be released from Amadis, by exercise of such coy chastity, as led thee gentle Quixote to dismiss, then would my heavy sorrow turn to joy. None would I envy, all would envy me, and happiness be mine without alloy. Gandalin, squire of Amadis of Gaul, to Sancho Panza, squire of Don Quixote. Sonnet. All hail, illustrious man! Fortune, when she bound thee apprentice to the esquire trade, her care and tenderness of thee displayed, shaping thy course from misadventure free. No longer now doth proud knight-errantry regard with scorn the sickle and the spade. Of towering arrogance less count is made than of plain esquire-like simplicity. I envy thee thy dapple and thy name, and those alforjas thou wast wont to stuff with comforts that thy providence proclaim. Excellent Sancho, hail to thee again! To thee alone the Ovid of our Spain does homage with the rustic kiss and cuff. From El Donoso, the Motley Poet, on Sancho Panza and Rocinante. On Sancho. I am the esquire Sancho Pan, who served Don Quixote of La Man. But from his service I retreat, resolved to pass my life discreet. For Villa Diego, called La C, maintained that only in Riti was found the secret of well-be, according to the Celesti, a book divine except for sin, by speech too plain, in my opin. On Rocinante. I am that Rocinante Fay, great-grandson of the baby, who all for being lean and bone had won Don Quixote for an own. But if I matched him well in weak, I never took short commons meek, but kept myself in corn by steel, a trick I learned from Lazarille, when with a piece of straw so neat, the blind man of his wine he cheat. Orlando Furioso, to Don Quixote of La Mancha. Sonnet. If thou art not a peer, peer thou hast none. Among a thousand peers thou art a peer, nor is there room for one when thou art near. Unvanquished victor, great unconquered one, Orlando by Angelica undone, am I, o'er distant seas condemned to steer, and to fame's altars as an offering bear, valor respected by oblivion. I cannot be thy rival, for thy fame and prowess rise above all rivalry, albeit both bereft of wits we go. But though the Scythian or the Moor to tame was not thy lot, still thou dost rival me. Love binds us in a fellowship of woe. The Knight of Phoebus, to Don Quixote of La Mancha. My sword was not to be compared with thine, Phoebus of Spain, marvel of courtesy, nor with thy famous arm this hand of mine, that smote from east to west as lightnings fly. I scorned all empire and that monarchy, the rosy east held out did I resign, for one glance of Clary Diana's eye, the bright aurora for whose love I pine, a miracle of constancy, my love, and banished by her ruthless cruelty. This arm had might the rage of hell to tame, but Gothic Quixote, happier thou dost prove, for thou dost live in Dulcinea's name, and famous, honored, wise, she lives in thee. From Solsidan, to Don Quixote of La Mancha. Sonnet. Your fantasies, Sir Quixote, it is true, that crazy brain of yours have quite upset, but aught of base or mean hath never yet been charged by any in reproach to you. Your deeds are open proof in all men's view, for you went forth injustice to abate, and for your pains sword rubbings did you get from many a rascally and ruffian crew. If the fair Dulcinea, your heart's queen, be unrelenting in her cruelty, if still your woe be powerless to move her, in such hard case your comfort let it be, that Sancho was a sorry go-between. A booby he, hard-hearted she, and you no lover. Dialogue between Babieca and Rocinante. Sonnet. How comes it, Rocinante, you're so lean? I'm underfed, with overwork I'm worn. But what becomes of all the hay and corn? My master gives me none, he's much too mean. Come, come, you show ill-breeding, sir, I ween. 'Tis like an ass your master thus to scorn. He is an ass, will die an ass was born. Why, he's in love, what's plainer to be seen? To be in love is folly? No, great sense. You're metaphysical. From want of food. Rail at the squire, then. Why, what's the good? I might indeed complain of him, I grant ye. But squire or master, what's the difference? They're both as sorry hacks as Rocinante. End of part number 2, some commendatory verses.